You are listening to Harp Talk. I'm your host, Patrice Fisher. Houston harpist Sadie Turner recently finished her term as the American Harp Society's Young Concert Artist. During this two-year period, she traveled throughout the U.S., giving recitals in many different cities. Sadie began her musical studies with the piano at age 3, and she progressed to the harp at age 9. For the past several years, Miss Turner has been studying at Rice University with harpist Paula Page. Sadie is very active in the Houston area, giving recitals, playing with regional orchestras, and finishing her graduate studies. You are listening to Variations in an Ancient Style by Carlos Salcedo, performed by Sadie Turner.
Getting ready for being the concert artist was quite a job. I went into the competition hoping that I would win, of course, not knowing the outcome. And I was ecstatic when I did win, knowing that the results of that, I would be able to present recitals around the country, which is an invaluable experience to be able to constantly be giving concerts and get exposure throughout the country.
Can you share with us a little bit about your experience playing recitals at the American Harp Society conferences?
Playing for the American Harp Society might be the most nerve-wracking experience because you're in a room full of harpists and they all know this repertoire and all know what they would do with it. You have to impress upon them what your ideas are and bring your own personality to it.
You are listening to the Sixth French Suite by Johann Sebastian Bach, transcribed for solo harp, performed by harpist Sadie Turner.
When I was traveling for the concert artist, it was a lot of fun. I played in New Jersey and Philadelphia and Dallas, Houston, and San Francisco, and each city, it was full of really enthusiastic harpists. And I think the funniest experience was in Philadelphia. I was playing at a community center and I was speaking about the pieces, and this lady in the front row raised her hand and just said, "Can we ask questions?" And I said, "Absolutely." And we sat there and we talked for 15 minutes and the entire audience was so enthusiastic to learn about the harp and the repertoire that I was playing for them. Thank you.
You are listening to Barrelage, the first movement of Elliot Carter's Oboe and Harp Set, performed by harpist Sadie Turner.
I had to play The Seasons by Tchaikovsky, which is originally written for piano. I could not find any transcriptions for this, so I ended up transcribing them myself, and in the process, fell in love with these pieces. They're so beautiful on the harp. Next piece is André Caplet's Divertissement, the second movement, entitled A l'Espagnol, and this is coming from my senior recital recording at Rice. About a minute from the end of this piece, I had a string break that was crucial to finishing the piece, so I had to stop and put the new string on and start where I had stopped and continue and finish the piece from memory.
Do you have any advice that you could give young harpists that look up to you as a role model?
My advice to young harpists out there would be to practice hard. Not only practice hard, but be focused when you are practicing. If you focus in, you can accomplish so much more in a shorter amount of time. And also, try to expose yourself to other musicians, not just harp, but listen to oboe recitals and piano recitals and orchestral stuff. If you can pull something from those experiences and tie them into your own, it will make you a much better player. The harp has consumed my life, but honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. It brings me such a joy to practice and a sense of accomplishment that I really don't feel from other things.
You have been listening to Harp Talk, a presentation of the New Orleans chapter of the American Harp Society and funded by the AHS Grant Program. Our audio engineer is Carlos Valladares, and I'm your host, Patrice Fisher.